It's fourth period at Juno Douglas High School. Lexi Razor's ninth grade Algebra 1 class is using the library computers. Minecraft is on the screens.
Everybody should be in the building, and you need to go to the different structures and start calculating the volume in the surface area.
The class is part of Choice, an alternative learning program for students needing extra support in order to graduate. 15-year-old Mackenzie Bittinger is working with a classmate on the assignment.
3 by 5, 3 by 6. 1, 2, 3.
They're working on finding surface area and volume of different shapes. But Mackenzie is more excited to talk about a different Minecraft project, building a 3D model of a plant cell. She says the model included all the different parts of a cell.
There's the chloroplast and the mitochondria. And what was the other one? Chlorophyll?
Mackenzie most enjoys collaborating with other students.
You learn from each other, and you learn other people's strategies and stuff like that, and it's better to be social, and I think it's a lot more fun. It helps me a lot.
Mackenzie has Minecraft at home, but doesn't find it appealing
to build random things out of pixelated blocks.
But in class, she's a fan.
It's better than doing actual, like, just writing on paper. I think this is a better way of learning than the usual way. It's fun, and you actually learn from it.
For 15-year-old Evan Ockpick, Minecraft is a way to stay engaged in academic work he often finds boring.
If you weren't playing Minecraft, what do you think you'd be doing now in class?
Probably trying to sleep, listening to music. That's what I do when I hate a class.
3 months ago, teacher Lexi Razor didn't know how to play Minecraft, let alone teach it in class. But after taking a graduate education course at the University of Alaska Southeast, she's happy to have another tool to use in the classroom.
It just helps them to learn how to do things in ways that they're interested in. And so they may put forth more effort and understand it more because it's something that they can relate to.
Razor says the students exhibit academic traits associated with science, technology, engineering, and math, subjects collectively known as STEM.
They just think that they're playing, but when we were doing the project, listening to the groups and how they talked and how they were problem solving and how they needed to fix the things that they built, that's STEM, and they don't even realize that they're doing it, but they're practicing those things.
Razor plans to use Minecraft in her geometry class. She says it's important to connect the game to the curriculum.
I'm trying to come up with some kind of project where I'm going to give them a certain amount of volume and they have to build some structures or do something so that they can use Minecraft because they've heard that I've been using it and they're pretty jealous.
Toward the end of class, 12th grader Colin McClung walks over to the computer area.
I was actually just sitting over there and I saw somebody playing Minecraft and I was like, is somebody slacking off in class? And I came over here and everybody had Minecraft open.
McClung says he's happy to see a teacher has realized that video games can be used as teaching tools and aren't just a waste of time. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.